expects the facility to be able to generate enough electricity to power 600,000 homes. Ruth Bader Ginsburg was a Supreme Court justice with a large and devoted fan base, making her a cultural and judicial phenomena. Now she has a U.S. postage stamp in her honor. More from NPR's Bill Chappell.
You might start seeing the stamp on letters and packages in just a few days. It's based on a portrait that captures Ruth Bader Ginsburg's calm but intense gaze. The U.S. Postal Service officially issued the forever stamp on Monday. It costs 66 cents. It shows Ginsburg in her black judicial robes wearing a white beaded collar, an intricate neck piece that came from South Africa. The Postal Service says the image celebrates a justice who spent her career pursuing equal justice for all. Bill Chappell, NPR News.
A new Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll is claiming when it comes to free speech, U.S. college campuses are much more accepting of liberal versus conservative speech. The poll finds 47% of adults surveyed believe liberals are free to express their views on college campuses, while only 20% say the same thing in terms of conservatives. The poll also finds 30% of Americans believe states should be allowed to restrict what universities teach. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts. And the Public Welfare Foundation, committed to advancing transformative youth and criminal justice reforms.